Welcome back to another episode of the Streetwise English Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. Today, I want to tell you a story about a travel story. So, when we travel, we are inevitably going to run into problems. When you're out and traveling, things happen, good and bad. Of course, most things are good, and you're going to have good experiences, you're going to meet new people, you're going to try new food, you're going to see new places, but sometimes you will have issues, you will have problems. So today I want to just think about some of the problems I've had while traveling. I've been lucky to do a lot of traveling in my life. And the first problem that comes to mind was a time when I was traveling in Europe. And so I was not in my home country. I was overseas. And I was at the airport waiting in line. And I had my passport. But I couldn't find my wallet. And my wallet had my bank card in it with my money. And so I looked everywhere in my bag and I could not find my wallet. And the problem was is that I was traveling alone and I was checking in and I got my ticket. I got my issued my paper ticket from the airlines agent at the desk there, where you check in, and where you check your bags, and then I remember standing aside in the line, and opening up my backpack, and taking everything out of my backpack, and removing everything from my bags, looking. You know, I had, you know, my laptop out. I took out my iPad. I took out my phones and, you know, I think I had a camera and, you know, all these different, my dirty socks. You know, I had everything in that bag. But I was taking it out and setting it aside so that I could try to find my damn wallet. And that day I had a long layover. I think I had a 7-hour layover in the airport. And of course in my wallet was my money and my bank card, my ATM card, my cash. You know, the only money that I had with me was in that wallet. And so I was going to have to wait at the airport for 7 hours with no money. And it was an overseas flight, so I was also going to be flying for like about 10 hours with no money. And, you know, you don't need a lot of money to travel. But when you're waiting, especially when you're waiting for that long, you want to buy a coffee or buy a snack. And it's very, very discomforting to not have your wallet when you're overseas traveling and alone. So here, I'll continue with the story. So I was going through everything in my bag. I removed everything. I looked in every zipper, every pocket. I unzipped the outside pocket. I looked through there. I put my hand through there. I even had a flashlight. And with my flashlight shining everywhere in the bag. And by the way, I highly recommend if you lose something in a bag, to use your flashlight, because sometimes you can't see things because all these bags are black. And in the black bags, everything kind of disappears in the shadows. And so I recommend using a flashlight. So finally, I put all my things back in my bag and I checked my luggage and then I gave up. I just gave up. You know, that was it. I was like, well, I don't have my wallet. Once I get back to the U.S., I can call my bank and I'll report my wallet, my card lost, and I'll apply for a new bank card. And I will just fast. I won't eat anything. I won't drink anything. It's not the end of the world, but it's going to be uncomfortable. And so I gave up. Fang qi la. You know, I just gave up. I was like, okay, let's just do this. And once I got through to the other side, like when I walked to my terminal, back to my gate, towards where my airplane was, I was like, well, I will just look one more time. I'm going to look one more time, and I'm going to go through that damn bag and find my wallet. And so finally, you know what? You know the back compartment of the backpacks where you put your laptop? So there's like usually in backpacks, there's a back compartment where you slide your laptop in. And guess what? Down in the bottom of that thin little laptop compartment under my laptop, that's where my wallet was. I found it. I found my wallet. Hallelujah. Yay. I found my wallet. And I was so happy because then I could go and buy a snack and a coffee while I was waiting for hours and hours in that airport. And the night before, I had put the wallet in there because I didn't want to lose it. I knew that it was very important for my trip. But it was a big night out. There was, you know, a lot of partying going on, and I didn't remember. I swear I couldn't remember that I'd put it in that part of my backpack. So I found it, but after that, I've been very careful where I put my wallet and my phone and my critical items and my passport the night before I go on my flight. So that will never happen again. That's one accident that I learned from, and that is important. When you have accidents and problems in life and in traveling, you need to learn from those mistakes and not repeat them. So that's my story for today, losing my wallet while traveling in Europe. And I hope that you don't ever lose your wallet. It can be a big problem, and let me know. Have you ever had any accidents, any issues while traveling on the road? I know that we all have our travel stories and our war stories, but let me know. Thank you for listening. I'm Carl from the Streetwise English Podcast. I hope this was helpful. 谢谢各位听众. 这次旅行故事 有意思吗？我很多很那个旅行的故事，这个我就随便聊聊这个啊。谢谢各位，下次见，拜拜。